The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. We are entering the danger zone. Welcome to a very special edition of the Danger Zone. What makes it special? Well, David Trainer, my guest, the president of New Constructs, is in a holiday giving mood. And in fact, well, he was all over Black Friday last week. Why? Well, if you've never been to newconstructs.com, where they blog about their danger zone picks and they offer you the chance to look at their list of most attractive and most dangerous stocks, etc., they basically are having something of a Black Friday sale. It's a holiday sale. It's extended because, of course, now we're past Black Friday. But it's the kind of thing that you can get in on if you're looking to learn more about New Constructs research and you want to sample it out for yourself. Now, to that end, we're going to do something different as well, which is we're going to give you a little holiday gift, because normally David is looking at the dangerous side of things, right? They evaluate stocks on the scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And what makes something attractive is that typically it doesn't necessarily look as good from the top level down. It looks better from the bottom up. And what makes something dangerous is, yeah, when you dig in at the footnotes level, you wind up finding out that it's not as good as it looks on the top.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, that's basically it in a nutshell. It's something is more attractive when it's perhaps a little less attractive to most people. So if you want to learn more about the New Constructs difference, I not only encourage you to go there, but now you can go there knowing that you might be able to get a special that will help you go a little further in your research with New Constructs. They're at newconstructs.com, on Twitter, at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
Happy holidays. And again, this is not a typical danger zone pick. They are here with us in the danger zone, but not a typical danger zone pick. Who are we talking about in the danger zone this week?
Cummins Incorporated.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah, now that is not the sounder people would expect. Normally, we drop a name and we say,
danger, danger.
But Cummins Incorporated, winner, winner, chicken dinner, because it's on the attractive list. What makes this stock look good to you?
Well, it's on a special list. And this ties into the danger zone thing, because we think that there's a misconception around dividend-yielding stocks, especially the higher dividend-yielding stocks, that these are safe stocks. And the fact of the matter is, not all dividends are created equal. Not all of them are safe. If a company's borrowing money or burning cash to pay a dividend, that dividend is dangerous. It could go away. On the other hand, we put together a model portfolio around the safest dividend yield stocks to focus on those companies that have good-sized dividends, but who also have big-time cash flows. So you know that dividend is safe for the foreseeable future. And so Cummins is one of our new features or new stocks on that list for the month of November. And there's a lot to like about this stock. I mean, especially if you're a dividend investor, the dividend has gone from 9 cents a quarter back at the end of 2006 to over $1 a quarter at the end of this year, for the end of this year. And the yield is 3% compared to just 2% for the S&P 500. And as I was saying a second ago, the cash flow is tremendous. There's no question these guys can easily cover the cost of these dividends, and their cash flow has gone grown significantly. They've generated something like $4.6 billion in free cash flow since 2008.
Now, that said, is the valuation here what you'd expect it to be, or is this stock undervalued as well, so that beyond the dividend, which is currently close to 3%, you've got good potential for total return?
You know, that's always a big part of it, Chuck. We talk about that all the time. It's not always whether or not it's a good company or a bad company. It's how it's priced, because a good company can be a bad stock. A good dividend-yielding company and a good cash flow company could still be a bad stock because it's expensive. And this company is not as expensive. I mean, it's nothing even close to what we talk about on the Danger Zone. But it has, you know, the quick way for me to put it is that the company's stock price currently implies that profits will improve only by 30% over and above where they are today over the remainder of its life, right? Which we think to be fairly pessimistic given that the company has grown profits by 10% compounded annually for a decade. So it's got less than a couple of years of continuing the current trend of growth baked into the stock price. And that's $137 a share. If they can grow their profits by just 6% compounded annually for another decade, the stock's worth $160. We're about 20% where it is today. Plus, you get the dividend yield.
I was going to say, that's excluding the dividend yield, which you'd add on top to that. So
that's right. That's right. So this has a lot of good things to like, right? I mean, it's got good cash flow, cheap valuation, not super cheap like a lot of stuff on the most attractive stocks list or other lists, but it's low compared to what the company's done in the past. And you got a nice dividend. You know, that's the idea behind this new model portfolio is that, you know, look, dividends are not always safe. You got to understand the cash flow behind it. You really need to understand the cash flow behind every investment decision, as you know, I think as our listeners know. But Cummins is a stock pick that our listeners can be thankful for.
And, I mean, we should point out, we've had a number of guests on this show worried that there's a safety bubble coming, that we're going to see significant blowout among safety stocks. As you put together this new list, has that been something you've been worried about as well, that you sort of did this in part because you think safe stocks, the dividend payers especially, are where the trouble's coming?
Absolutely. You know, we talked about this with utilities many times in the last few years when we put the utility sector in the danger zone. And when the market hit an air pocket at the beginning of this year, I think, and or any other time the market has hit an air pocket, the, you know, the utility stocks have gotten crushed. And because they're all about people chasing yield. We also recently added the ability to track dividends. It's been something that's long overlooked in our research offering, to be honest with you. I'm not real proud of it. We finally got dividend yield, though, into all the stock analysis and research. And with that there, we're like, you know what? We should help people understand the safety and danger of different dividends, because if you're burning cash flow, you're borrowing money to pay a dividend, that's not a good sign.
Right. Absolutely. So, again, it's Cummins, ticker symbol CMI. In the danger zone, but in the danger zone as an attractive stock. David, we're going to ask our audience how they feel, and maybe we'll give them presents throughout the holiday season and then go back to the dangerous stocks. We'll let our audience decide that. How's that?
I like that idea.
All right. Remember, folks, if you want to get more information, go to newconstructs.com where you can find out about their new list. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us.
Good to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
And don't forget, you can get more information by following them on Twitter at newconstructs. All right, the market call is up next when Money Life continues right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.